is different in that aspect. There is nothing new created. That would be the general Havana, why it's called Malacha Grua. Melo, we'll see here the Mishnah, very interestingly, that the Mishnah feels need to speak out many different types of Hitzor, which we would consider exactly the same. Lamoshal, if somebody's standing inside the house and brings in from Rosh Hashanah inside the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, that's one case. There's another case of the person standing outside Rosh Hashanah, which is doing the exact same pu'ula of bringing in from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and the Mishnah feels need to reckon it as a separate case. Because we don't know one case, not the other case. Because the Malacha Grua, there's a tzirich for every prat in the Malacha to be specified that it's not a chayiv. Malacha of Hitzor includes two basic cases. We know in Shabbos there's four Rishuyis. Now, in the Raya said there's only three Rishuyis. In the Raya said there's Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and then a Mokum Tor. Mokum Tor means something that doesn't qualify for either of them. Rosh Hashanah Yochid is something that is 10 Tfachim high, 4 Tfachim wide, 4x4, surrounded by Mechitzis. That's Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it's other Tanoim, it has to be 10 Zainam wide, there's a sheet that it holds, it has to be 6,000 people in it. That makes Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Something in between. Something that doesn't have these characteristics will be a Makom Ptur, which will have no Dine Hitzorach Nasa Bechalal, be mutter to carry there, be mutter to carry from there to Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabim. That will be totally out of the Hilchis Hitzorach Nasa. Then with Rabbonon, there's a fourth Makom called a Carmelis, which, although Midrash says it's a Makom Ptur, it's not a Rosh Hashanah to Rabim, they gave it certain Chumris, that like maybe a regular street might go into that, that it's also to carry there as a Rosh Rabim, and it has other chumas also like Rosh Hashanah. Now, so simply speaking, we're dealing with Rosh Hashanah with Rosh Hashanah. There are two Yisurim in Eitzah. One Yisur is to transfer Rosh Hashanah, to take from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, or from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. There's another Yisur, which is to carry in Rosh Hashanah Rabim alone. To carry Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabim, that alone is an Isser. There might be differences in the Havana of what the Isser is. Maybe here the Isser is the whole carrying, where it's the Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Mashayin Kirsi Yoch Rosh Hashanah Rabim. The main idea is the transfer. Now, in order to have this Malacha of Hitzah, our mission is going to discuss not carrying Rosh Hashanah Rabim, but rather transferring from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabim and Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabim. In order to have this Malacha, there are certain tenoim, basic tenoim, that are necessary. Lamashal, where was it removed from? If you had something hanging from a pole, is that called? Interesting, one step before that. In order to be over the malacha, the two basic components that are needed are akir and hanocha. In order to have a full-fledged malacha, one has to both lift it up from the ground in one rishus and place it on the ground in the second rishus. Lamashal, if somebody realizes on Shabbos, he walked out of his house and he's carrying something in his pocket. The simplest etzah is to walk back into the house he came from, if he didn't stop yet. Why is that? Because in order to be chayev on a malacha, one needs an akira, picking up, and an anocha, putting down. So if a person picked it up in the rishus hayochid, went into Rosh Hashanah Rabim and never put it down, just walked right back into Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So there was no Akir in Rosh Hashanah Yochid and Anocha in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. In order to be Chayav, one needs an Akir in one Rosh Hashanah and Anocha in another Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, since there is such a din of having Akir and Anocha, there are many Pratim, where does one have to pick it up from? One picks it up from a pole that was hanging, not a real serious place. Does it have to be a Dalet al Dalet he picked it up from? There are many different tenoim where it has to be removed from. How about if I take it out of somebody's hand? Maybe that has more of a chshivas. Maybe that'll be like a dalet al dalet. But upon him, every aitzah, that means taking out from shziach to shziachim, or hachnasa, bringing in from shziach to shziachid, needs an akira and a hanocha in order to be chayv. How about if a person does only an akir or only hanocha? So the rabbanon they asked it. The rabbi won't be chayim. The rabbanon asked it. Now, obviously, every time a person picks up a tishul box in his house, he has an akir shzeyachid. Obviously, that wouldn't be a seder rabbanon. This seder rabbanon would be picking it up in a way that he's taking it out, meaning that he's an accomplice with somebody else. He's doing the first if, somebody else is removing the second if. He's picking it up on manas, take it out, which will be nigmar by somebody else. But upon him, that would only be Isad Rabbonon because of a gzera that will come to the Isad Raisa of a complete itself. Zok the Mishnah. Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim U'Shtayim Shein Arba Chutz. There are 8 cases that we'll be discussing, that the Mishnah will explain, of Itzah on Shabbos. 2 which are 4 inside, 2 which are 4 outside. The question is what it means. Rashi explains it simply to mean that there's a person standing inside and a person standing outside. And the normal mashal for that would be the balabai stands inside, he owns the house, and the oni that's coming to collect from him is standing outside. So for the person standing inside, for the balabais, there are 2 cases which you can add to that and get to 4. And for the oni standing outside, there are a different 2 cases which can be added to that and equal 4, as the Mishnah will explain. Poshat ha'oni es yodoi lifnim v'nosan l'toich yodosh ha'balabais. Again, we said the oni is standing outside. Let's say he wants to give him his basket to fill up with bread. So the oni picks up his basket, let's say from Shusar Abim, passes it over the threshold, and puts it down in the hand of the balabais. The balabais is standing without moving, his hands open. The oni picks it up, puts it over the threshold, puts it down in his hand. So we have here a complete akira in Rosh Hasharabim and a hanocha in Rosh Hashayochid, which is hachnosa, that he brought in from Rosh Hasharabim to Rosh Hashayochid. Or the opposite case, v'shanotal mitoicha v'hoitzi. The balabai is standing there dumb like a statue without moving, holding a piece of bread. The oni sticks his hand in, picks up the piece of bread from the balabai's hand, meaning makes an akira in Rosh Hashayochid, removes it to Rosh Hasharabim, transfers Rosh Hashanah, and then makes a hanocha, places it down in Rosh Hasharabim. Now he doesn't have to place it down on the floor, placing that in his hand when he's standing Rosh Hasharabim would be a hanocha as well. So he has this oni now, has 2 cases, either a complete hachnosa, bringing into the Rosh Hashayochid, or a hoitzah, removing from the Rosh Hashayochid to the Rosh Hasharabim. Each of the above cases had a akira and a hanocha. So the hanocha is obvious. Ha'oni chayev, balabayis potter. The oni in both cases completed a complete malacha, and the balabayis did absolutely nothing. So this is shtayim, 2 cases of bifnim, 2 cases that the oni, I'm sorry, shtayim of bachutz, right? Shtayim shenarba of bachutz. Why? Because you have 2 cases that the person shtayim bachutz had a malacha, a complete malacha deraisa. Poshat bal habayis es yodei lachutz. The balabayis took the piece of bread and stuck his hand outside, so he made an akira in Rosh Hashayochid. And he placed the piece of bread directly into the hand of the oni. So again, very clearly, this balabais now has an akir in Rosh Hashayochid and a hanocha in Rosh Hashayochid. Right, that's a malacha v'itzah. Oy, the opposite case, shenot al mitoicha v'hichnis. He took in the basket to fill it up. So he took it out of the oni's hand. The oni's standing there like a statue, not moving. He removed it from the oni's hand and brought it inside and put it down, or held it inside, which is enough. Balabai is chayev, ve'oni potter. So again, we have now two cases that the Baal HaBayis standing inside will have a complete Malacha D'Oraisa, either of Eitzah or of Hachnosa. So this is the two Shtayims. Rashi explained before, the Shtayim, Shinar Befnim, the two of those four were for the person standing inside, for the Baal HaBayis, and two of the four, the other Shtayim Shinarba, were for the Oni standing outside, where each one has two cases of a Malacha D'Oraisa, of Hachnosa or Eitzah. And as we spoke about earlier, L'chayr it would be completely repetitive because it would make no difference where the person is standing. We know it's true. Hachnosa and Eitzah, one is an Av Malacha, one is a Teilda. Right? Every Malacha we know in the Mishkan, there's the Av Malacha, the thing that is exactly learned out from Mishkan, and then the things we derive from via Teilda. Teilda is also a Chiyuv Skila. There are differences that every Teilda is under the heading of that Av. It'll be an Av Kamina, if a person does an Av and a Teilda together in the same Halam, it'll be Chayav one. But I'll call upon him, Haitzah and Achnasa have a difference. But whether the person making the Haitzah is in the Shesiyach or the Shesarabim doesn't make too much of a difference. So that we spoke about before, we called some Malacha Geruah, Taisus explains, every Prat has to have a Mokar and has to be spoken out separately. So far we have two Malachas D'Oraisa, two Chalakim Malachas D'Oraisa, Haitzah and Achnasa, both cases of the Ani making the Haitzah and Achnasa, and the Baal HaBayis making the Haitzah and Achnasa. Now we go to the second Chalak in the Mishnah, which discusses the Dirabbonim, where a person is only doing half a Malacha, which would not be awesome in Atayr, but only as Gzer Dirabbonim. Parshat Hani Asyadu Lifnim, the Ani stuck his hand in as he's collecting, he sticks an open palm inside the house. I'm sorry, not an open palm. He sticks in his basket in his hand, but he's still holding on to it. So we say he has an Akira Rosh Hashanah. He picked up his basket from Rosh Hashanah. He brought it over the threshold, but he did not put it down, not on the floor, not in the Baal HaBayis' hand. So he only did an Akira without a Hanocha. V'notal Baal HaBayis mitoicha. The Baal HaBayis removes the object, the basket, from the Ani's open hand. So the Baal HaBayis is the one making the Hanocha in Rishus HaYochid. Let's say he removes it and puts it down, removes it and holds it. Since he's completely standing Rishus HaYochid, that alone that he's holding it would be called the Hanocha. So we have here the Ani doing the first half the Akira, the Baal HaBayis doing the second half the Hanocha on a Hachnosa. Or the Baal HaBayis put it inside the Ani's hand, put the piece of bread into the Ani's hand, and now the Ani removed his hand, including the object. So you have the Baal HaBayis doing that Akira by picking it up and putting it into the Ani's hand so it should be removed, and the Ani actually removing it, making the Hanocha Rosh Hashanah. Shneihem Ptur. They are both Potter. But it is also, I will see later, maybe the next plot, that when it says potter in Hilchos Shabbos, it's potter aval also. It's potter means there's no chiyuv skila, because not isa d'oraisa, but it's also midrabon. Poshat Baal HaBayis is yodei lachutz. Now we're talking about, let's say, the piece of bread. The Baal HaBayis is sticking his hand out, making an akira from inside, and bringing it out, but not putting it down outside. V'notal Ani mitoicha, the Ani removes the piece of bread and then puts it down, or holds it in his hand, which, since he is completely Rosh Hashanah, that is called putting it down. Oy shenosal atoicha, or the Baal HaBayis has his hand stuck out. The Ani picks up his basket from outside, puts it down into the Baal HaBayis' hand. There's no Hanocha in Rosh Hashanah. V'hichnis, and now the Baal HaBayis brings it in and makes the Hanocha in Rishus HaYochid, Shneihem Pturin, because in both these cases, each one only did half a Malacha, which would only be Aser Midrabon. Now what, Potter Aval Aser? No. The case before, the Baal HaBayis didn't do anything. That's the part of his Potter Lagam.
Right.
Oh, so who told me that over here it's different? The more right at the beginning of the Gibbon Amar Aleph says. Bishlam above the Reisha Potter of Mutter, like Tony. Above the Seif of Potter of Alasr. Rashi over here says, Shneim Ptur, 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 Shneim We're going to bring down Kav Mishnais. The Mishnah set it up over here very clearly. Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, Shtayim Shein Arba Chutz, which equals number 8. The Gemara is going to ask later, like what you just mentioned, that we have in the beginning of the Mishnah, where we're, the Baal Bais and Oni is completely Chayev, it says the other one is Potter. So let's count those also. We'll have even more than 8. We'll have 16, we'll have the Gemara 12, 16. The Gemara was a cheshbon of how many cases we can have here. But according to the Gemara, the Mishnah reckoned ois 8 cases. Frank the Gemara, Tanahal. So we have other Mishnais which reckon ois the numbers and get less than our Mishnah got to. Tanahal. Some Shmuis Shtayim Shein Arba. In the halach of Shmuis Bitui, which means the person makes a Shmua on a certain fact, either to be Mischayev himself, not to eat. Or to eat, that's called lahara or lahativ, to do good with himself, do bad with himself. So there's a halacha of karb shavua. Or if a person the other way around, if a person wants to kaim, there's a halacha of karb shavua. If a person the other way around spoke about the sha'avar that he did eat or didn't eat, also lahara lahativ. So there's a halacha of karb noel v'yerid, a karb that changes depending on how rich a person is. If he brings a behemoth, a chatos, or he brings a oif, or he brings a mincha. And the Mishnah over there says, Shtayim Shein Arba. Shtayim means, what it says clearly in the Pasuk, Lahara Lahaytiv means, Lahaba, in the future, he will eat or he won't eat, Shein Arba, which were Marba, also, L'chol HaShein Yivatim Sposayim, L'chol HaShein Yivatim, which means also, L'sha'avar, if he did eat or didn't eat. Yidiyo Yisatomo, Shtayim Shein Arba. Again, Kerm Noel V'yerid. There's a halacha of Tumas Miglash V'kadosha, which means a person, shaking not knowingly, went into the base of Miglash when he was Tomei, or ate Kacha when he was Tomei, which is a tremendous aver. As a matter of fact, the Chatoes that we bring, Kerm Musaf, every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, Sharim Kippur, is for Tumas Miglash V'kadosha. So, there are two cases that are clear by Tumas Miglash Kadoshov. Again, we said Tumas Miglash Kadoshov is both eating Kacha B'tumah or going to Beis Miglash B'tumah. So in the case that he did not realize he was Tamei, both by Kodesh and by Migdosh, those are two cases that are Mefurish. And we're a Marbe, another two cases where he either didn't realize that the meat he was eating was Kacha, it was Chulm, or he was taking a walk and he didn't realize that Tzcharayim Shvasit in Beis HaMikdash. He didn't realize that he's going to Beis HaMikdash. So that would be another two cases that are added into this halacha of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. So Yidiyo Yis HaTumah, Shtayim Shein Arba. Maris Negoim, Shtayim Shein Arba. Maris Negoim, we know, is Seis, Sapachas, and Beheres. So in truth, there isn't Se'es, Sapachas, and Beheres. There is Se'es and Beheres. There are two. These are different shades of whiteness which will cause a person to be Tomei because of Tzeras, Onega Tzeras. So there are four shades of white. There's one is dark, like very strongly white, like snow. Then there's like the Sid of the Heichel. The Sid is plaster, lime of the Heichel. Then there's like white wool. And then there's the inside of the egg. Not the inside, I think it's the scab, the membrane of the egg. That's less of a whiteness. So there are four shades of white. Se'es and Baheres is the first and the third. The word Sapachas is Nispach, something that is tzugechepet. It says a ger is like a sapachas. It's a scab which is stuck on. So both se'es and baheres have a sapachas. Have a, it's something that goes along with them, you know, a little bit lower darga than them. So it comes out, we have two Sa'is and Baharis, two dargas in whiteness in a nega, Shahin Arba, which each one comes along with a lower shade next to them. So that's Shtayim Shahin Arba. Yitzir HaShabbos, it says in that Mishnah, Shtayim Shahin Arba, two, which equal four. Frag the Gemara, Mishnah, why now Mishnah, the Tony Beis Shahin, Shtayim Befrim Beis Shahin Arba Chotz, we end up with eight. Shtayim Shahin Arba for the person standing inside, Shtayim Shahin Arba for the person standing outside. Over there we get away with having four altogether. Over here, which is the main halacha of Shabbos, so it says both Ovis and Toildis, meaning both Hachnosa and Oitzo. Hosom, Lavik Shabbosu, Ovis, Tony, Toildis, Loi, Tony. There, which is not telling you the main halachas of Shabbos, it's just reckoning it agav orcha. So over there it says, only Ovis, not Toildis. So we'll be talking about both the Oni and the Malabais, both directions, but only Ovis, not Toildis. Only the Yitziyah bring out from the house, but not bring into the house. Ovis Mayniu, Yitziyahs. The Yitziyahs, Trei Avayin. The Yitziyahs are only two cases, meaning two Mederais. V'chi Teimo, Mehem L'chiyu, Mehem L'Ptor. Oh, so, Elam, are you going to say that we have two yitzias, which are chiyuv, the hainu, where the complete malacha, malach tzitzah, was done, both the oni removed it from the house, or the malabayas removed it from the house and put it down to Sarabim. Those are the two. And the shehena arba, al derabonon, where it was split into half. But both about yitzias. So, the Gemara, v'adumi demayas negoyim k'toni. The Mishnah put it together with, over there with Maris negoyim. Mahosam, Kula L'chiyuv. All of them, all the Maris Negoim are Chiyuv. Afhochanami, Kula L'chiyuv. So here also will be Mashma that Shtayim Shein Arba, which it says over there in the Mishnah, are all Chiyuv. Meaning it's not all talking about Av Malacha, two of them Chayev, Midaraisa, and two of them Isrim Darbon. But rather all four of them are Chiyuv. Elam Rav Papa, Hochad, Iker Shabbosu, Tani Chiyuv Ipturi. So we're going to change. It's not talking about all the Av Malacha, the Hitzah, two cases where there's Chiyuv, two cases where it's split up and it's Potter. No, all the Shtayim Shein Arbas over there are Chayiv. So the split will have to be different. What is going to be the Shtayim Shein Arba over there? Hacha the Iker Shabbos Hu Tonei Chiyuv Ipturi. In our Mishnah, which is the Iker Halachos of Shabbos, it says all cases, both the cases that are Chayiv Skila and both the cases that are Potter Av Malacha. Hosam, Lavik Shabbos, with here, where it's not the main sect of Shabbos discussing all the halachas of Shabbos, just Agavorcha. Chiyuv itani upturi loitani. So it only says the cases of Chiyuv, meaning Shtayim Shein Arba are all four cases of Chiyuv. Which is what? Shtayim, the two Ovis, the two cases of Hitzah of Chiyuv, both if the Oni makes the Hitzah or if the Baal Bais makes the Hitzah. And Shein Arba, two cases of Chiyuv, which are Hachnosis, which are not the Av Malach. But Vaite, all four have a Chiyuv Deiraiz. Frag the Gemara. Chiyuv Imayniu. Yitzis, which cases are Chayiv? The case of Yitzis. Yitzis Tati Avay, Yitzis only two. It says Yitzis HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba. Yitzis are four, so if you say it's talking about the Ovis, the Isser, which is Chayiv, and the ones that are Potter Av Malacha, so you can have four cases of Yitzis. Yitzis is Shabbos Shtayim Shein Arba. But if you're going to say that it's talking about all the cases of Chiyuv, you don't have four cases that are Chayiv. I'm sorry, you don't have four cases of Yitzis, which are Chayiv. What about? Same prayer. Oh, what is it? Yitzis Tati Avay, Shtayim Doitzo, Ushtayim Dachnos, Enchanami. You know what? You're right. We don't have four cases of Yitzis, which is Chayiv. But since Ma'aretz Nagam is talking about Chiyuv, we want that Shabbos should also be talking about Chiyuv. So we're going to talk about two of Itzah and two of Achnasa. So again, we're talking about simply all four deraisdika cases. Two cases of Itzah, both of the Oni made the Itzah or the Balbais made the Itzah. Shein Arba, two cases of Achnasa, where... Right. Correct. 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 Which you wouldn't know, you wouldn't understand there should be any difference between them. Correct. It's so. Correct. Correct. That Taisus on Amrav speaks out, even though there will be no Lachon Lachalit, but since the Lachon grew, we have to learn each prat exactly the way it learns it. You see, on the cases of Aitan the Gemara, that Shinuim Ketanim and Hilchus Hitzo, it wouldn't really be a chiluk. They have to be learned out every part of the Mishkan, and if not, it wouldn't be chet. Zok the Gemara, Shtayim the Itzah, Shtayim the Achnasa. In a Chanami, the four cases are all chiyuv. Two of them are Itzah and two are Achnasa. Track the Gemara by Yitzis Ketani. But like we just mentioned before, it says Yitzis, it doesn't say Achnasis. So how can you tell me there are four cases when only two are Yitzis? The other two are Achnasis. The Mishnah says Yitzis is Shem 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 Arba. When the Tana says the word Hitzah, it includes any transferring of Rishos. So Hachnasa, bringing into the Shiyachin, is also referred to as Hitzah. The general name of the Malach is Hitzah. Memela, when it says Yitzis the Shabbos Shem Shinarba, it includes any kind of transferring of Rishos, both Hitzah and Hachnasa. How do you know that? It's not. It says one that brings out, from, removes from one rishus to another rishus is chayev. Milo yaskinon. Isn't it talking about over there? The kama yalam shesirav shesiyach. He's bringing in from rishus yalam to rishus yach. Vika karila itza, and it's called removing from one rishus to another rishus. So obviously the word yitzia or itza moitzi includes a case of Hachnasa also. It doesn't just mean bringing out to the Rishus Rabbim, but it rather means removing from one Rishus to another Rishus, and it can include bringing in from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yach. V'taim amai, why is it called Yitzir? Kol Akiras Chayfetz Mimkaimoy Tana Hitzoa Karila. Any removing an object from its place is called a Yitzah, which means that true, when you're dealing with if the object was brought in or brought out, so bringing in to Rishus Yachid is not bringing out, it's bringing in. But Mitzad Sheini, the Chayfetz was removed, brought out from where it was. So it was Nekar, there was an Akira done from it from its place, so that's called a Yitzah from its place. Amar Avino, like the Raya, like we said earlier, Masnis and Abideker. The same diyuk can have in our Mishnah. Diktoni Yitzis, it says in our Mishnah Yitzis a Shabbos. Right? This kasha of Yitzis is not only in the Mishnah over there. It says Yitzis Shayim Shin Arba, which we're trying to assume includes two cases of Yitzah. The same kasha is Chal in our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah it says Yitzis a Shabbos Shayim Shin Arba, Bifnim Shayim Shin Arba Chutz, Bikom Mifah, Shachnos La'alte. The first case immediately is a case of Achnasa. So obviously the word Yitzias is going on in the case of Achnasa. And it says clearly the word Yitzias, even though it's talking about Achnasa, Shema Bino, that when it says Yitzias, it includes Achnasa, as the Gemara just explained, because every time you remove an object from its place, that alone is called the Yitzias. Rava Omar, Rava says no. Rishuyis Ketani, Rishuyis Shein Arba. Doesn't say now Mishnah Yitzis, it rather says Rishuyos. There are two Rishuyos, both Rishus Rabim and Rishus Yachid. Shehein Arba doesn't mean there are four Rishuyos, but rather there are four ways of being over Yisurim, both Bifnim and Bachutz. So in the Chanami, the word Yitzis is changed to Rishuyos. We're dealing with two Rishuyos, which can bring to four Averis being done from the inside and four Averis being done from the outside.
Okay.
There are two Rishuyis which can bring four Averis for the one being done inside, and there are two Rishuyis, those two Rishuyis, which can come to four Averis for the one standing outside.
They're all two and two. Two
correct.
Two
those
four.
Two.
Shehen Arba, the guy inside could be Chayiv on two.
No, so he won't break it down to Chivim Tur. He'd rather break it down. There are two Rishuyis which can come to four Melachas for the one inside. Two Lechivim, two Leptur.
So you're calling the ones Petur.
There are cases of an Issa. Two of them are Chayiv, and two of them are all the rest of them.
So the word you say is
Rishuyis. I don't know if the word means Rishuyis.